is he? Okay, the teacher said that he goes here. Oh! There you are! Listen, I know how this looks. Same classroom for a whole year, and we've never even made eye contact. But Teach just told me that if I don't get my shit together on my assignments, I'm gonna get my ass kicked out of the cheer squad. God, I might not even walk this year with how my grades are going. Can you believe it? I'm the only one everyone's gonna give a shit about at graduation, and I won't even be there. I'm the fucking cheer captain. Of course I should be there. Why does one stupid class have to determine my goddamn future? So, anyways, I asked the teacher, well, your name first of all, and then where you hang out after class. Because I need to swallow my pride and ask for your help to tutor me so I can pass the class. What? No words. I went out of my way to find you. Are you seriously that shy that you can't even speak to someone in front of you? No, I'm sorry. I shouldn't be speaking to someone I want helping me like that. It's just, I'm not used to asking for help. And I've got by this far with crappy grades, so I'm frustrated they're affecting me now. I want to graduate, same as you, or else my life is going to be ruined. Please, be my tutor. Yay! Thank you. I promise to pay you back somehow. Huh? Oh, sorry, I got excited. I'm glad you said yes. Listen, how about we get started now? Let me just get out my notebook. No way! I refuse to believe you got away with spiking the principal's coffee during the opening ceremony. Was that the reason he fell off the stage after his dumbass speech? Oh my god, I was fucking dying that day. I never thought even an honor student gets bored of those stupid assemblies too. Who knew there was a prankster underneath that nerdy exterior? Sorry, I called you a nerd. What I meant to say was just smart? God damn it. You think I know how to be polite to everybody. Look, don't let anyone tell you I said this, but you're not a bad guy. You're very nice. I just had to go and ruin the mood by insulting you. You don't mind? But you should. Here you are, giving me the time of day to help me with my bullshit problems, and I'm not even thanking you properly. God, how'd I end up here? Life of a popular bitch. Yes, I am a bitch. A cheerleading, popular, selfish, insulting bitch who had to bother a sweet guy like you just because her grades are low. Hey, you listening? Was it something I said? Let me ask you something. You don't have to answer if you're not comfortable. How do you not let everyone get to you? I listened to what some of my friends said about you, like stupid name-calling behind your back and stuff. Had I known you before, I would have slapped them for saying all that. But they wouldn't hesitate to crap-talk me if I said anything. I hate it when they talk about other people like that, but you don't do anything about it. You don't care? Of course you care. They're talking about you. Badly. You really don't. Why? How do you not care? They're talking shit about who you are. That's not right. You're proud of who you are? As a geek. So whatever bullshit they're spewing at you is worthless. Huh. You know, I always thought about how others think about me instead of for myself. It's kind of hard not to when everyone's eyes are on you. Everything I've done was because people were expecting me to achieve them. Cheerleading captain, homecoming queen, hopefully future prom queen, or I don't know, only talking to the popular crowd instead of other cliques. I was always afraid of what our classmates would think of me, but being tutored by you made me realize, fuck them. You aren't what they say you are. You're cool, kind, funny, and really, really cute. Nothing's wrong with what I said, was there? Oh, I see. Yes, I think you're one of the most adorable, cutest, sweetest guys I've ever talked to. And I'll say it over and over as many times as I want to. Oh my, I got you quiet again. And you were saying such nice stuff to me earlier. What a shame. Is there something I can do to get you talking again? You know, tutor, I've got a lesson for you too. We'll start by cupping your chin with my fingers, moving it ever so slightly upwards, and gently moving your face right towards Didn't think a nerd like you could kiss so well. Oh, I thought you didn't mind being called a nerd. Judging from how you move your tongue, I'd say you're hiding a bit of a pervert inside you too. Come on, pack up your stuff. There's an empty broom closet in the corner of the library with our names on it. Finally, didn't want to put on a show doing this. Sit down. I need to give you a proper thank you for tutoring me. Let me just... Wow. That's already at attention, huh? How about I give you the thank you deserve? You know, despite what some people say about me, you're the first guy I'm going to do it with. That doesn't mean I don't know what a man likes, though. For example, feels good, huh? That the most popular bitch in school is throating your cock? Look at me fucking drooling. I think your slut needs it badly. Be a good boy while I shove your cock down my throat, How does it feel? Seeing this picture-perfect cheerleader acting like a cock-sucking whore. Fuck. This pretty little face is only rough for you, baby. But that isn't enough, huh? Come on. Fuck my face. Treat me like the fucking slut everyone thinks I am. Yeah. More. Do it more. I'm your whore. Give it to me. Fuck. Stop for a minute, baby. I'm soaked fucking wet. I need you inside me right now. Don't you dare get up from that chair. I can't wait anymore. Let me adjust myself and just straddle your lap here. Hi there. You don't mind that I'm on top of you, right? Good boy. I'm putting it in. Yeah, I'm gonna put it in right now. Fuck. Yes. Go all the way inside. Don't be gentle. I don't know if you've noticed, but I like it rough. So I'm gonna ride you fucking silly, if that's all right. God, it's so deep. Yes, this is just what I fucking needed. Fucking pound me until I can't think straight. This cock is all mine. Every single inch belongs to me. Fuck anyone else who wants to try. Holy shit. Every guy here wishes they had a piece of my ass. And none of them's gonna get it except you. Oh, fuck me. And every girl in the squad is missing out on this fucking cock. Thank God I saved myself until I met you. You like my tits? They're all your... Oh, yeah? Lick them just like that. Spank my ass, please. Fuck. More. Harder. Give this bitch what she wants. Are you close? Fuck. I'm almost there. Let's come together, okay? Don't worry. I'm on the pill. Give it all to me, baby. Okay? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's my good boy. You're gonna give it to me? Oh, I'm gonna come. Wow. You really know how to please a girl, huh? Shit. I don't think I can stand up after that. Let me take this out. You sure gave me a lot of cum. Your cock's looking awfully messy down there. Let me clean it up a little. Not to sound narcissistic, but I taste pretty good too. Sorry if I went a little crazy there. I guess I was a lot more stressed about, well, everything here than I thought I was. God, I just can't get over how sweet you are. The most popular girl in school just comes whining for your help, shoves you in a closet, and fucks you with way more intensity than you're probably comfortable with. You know, I wasn't lying when I said that you were my first, and I'd like you to be my last and only one, if you'll have me. Come on, Tudor. Weren't you the one telling me, screw what everybody else thinks? I don't care if you're a nerd. You'll be my nerd. And I want everyone to see that. Damn the consequences. So, be my boyfriend? You will. Perfect! Now we can plan for Sadie Hawkins, prom, graduation, and hopefully marriage. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's go have dinner and back to my place for some more tutoring. And tomorrow, we're going to walk through the school hallways and watch everyone's jaw drop to the floors when they see the adorable looking good boy I'm with. Does that sound good, baby? I'm so glad you said yes.